B was out for lunch one day, and he forgot about the time. Suddenly, he looked at his watch, and he thought to himself, oh boy, I'm supposed to be back to the office in 10 minutes. He hopped up, ran out to the parking lot, hopped in his automobile, scratched off, burned rubber, doing about 90 miles an hour down the freeway, and the long arm of the law entered the picture, gave him a ticket. Now, you're talking about somebody who was furious. Mr. B was absolutely furious. He said, this is absolutely ridiculous. Here I am, a peaceful, taxpaying, law-abiding citizen, minding my own business. Maybe I was going a little too fast. But they ought to be out here looking for robbers and murderers and really the bad guys. Leave us peaceful, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens alone. Oh, he was really upset. When he got back to the office, it was about 45 minutes late. And he did what some people have always done when they get their hand caught in the cookie jar, so to speak. They point you under so nobody will look at them. In a loud voice, he called for a sales manager. He said, come on in here. I want to talk to you about the Armstrong account. All I want to know is a simple yes or no. Did you make the sale or did you miss the sale? And the sales manager said, Mr. B, I hate to tell you this. I thought it was a done deal. I thought we had it signed, sealed, and delivered. But at the last moment, something happened. It came unglued. No, I did not get the sale. Now, if you think Mr. B was upset before, you should have seen him now. He just hit the ceiling. He said, this is really something. Here we had a chance to get this big account. We desperately needed that money to expand our product line. And I've been depending on you as my sales manager. You've been here 15 years, and you have a chance to really make a mark. And what do? You blow it. Well, let me tell you something. Just because you've been here 15 years does not mean that you've got a lifetime contract. Now, you're going to replace that business, or I'm going to replace you. You're talking about upset. Mr. B was furious. But if you think he was upset, you should have seen the sales manager. He walked out of the room, slammed the door behind him, muttering under his breath, this is really something. For 15 years, I've been running this company. If it had not been for me, we would have gone broke years and years ago. And here, just because I missed one sale, he uses a cheap, lousy trick threatening to fire me. This is not fair. Oh, he was upset. Called his secretary in. He said, you remember those five letters I gave you to get out this morning? Have you gotten them out? Or are you going to give me some lousy excuse for not having them out? And she said, well, no. Don't you remember? You told me that the Hilliard account took precedence over everything else. That's what I've been working on. If you think the sales manager was upset before, you should have seen him now. He just hit the ceiling. He said, you've been here 8 years, and you apparently think you've got lifetime security. Well, I want to tell you something. You get those letters out, and if you don't get them out, I'll get me somebody who can. Oh, he was really upset. But if you think he is upset, you should have seen that secretary. She goes storming out that room. She slams the door behind her. She said, this is ridiculous. 8 years I've been here. Just because I cannot do two things at once, all of a sudden he gets upset with me, threatening to fire me. And I'm the only one who knows what's going on around here. Hadn't been for me, this company would have gone under years and years ago. And as far as him firing me, as much as I know about him, who does he think he's kidding? Oh, she was upset. She went out to the switchboard operator's desk. She said, I got five letters. I want you to get them out. Now, I know ordinarily this is not your job, but you don't do anything anyhow but sit around out here, occasionally answer the telephone. I want these letters out, and I want them out today. And if you can't get them out today, let me know. I'll get somebody who can. Oh, she was upset. But if you think she was upset, you should have seen the switchboard operator. She about hit the ceiling. This is ridiculous. I am the only one around here who does anything, who understands what's going on. They don't do anything in the back but gossip, drink coffee, every once in a while do a little work. The minute they get behind, they come out here, they put it on my desk, and they say, now, if you don't get it done, we're going to fire you. And I'm the only one that understands the operation. Hadn't been for me, this company would have gone under years and years ago. Oh, she was upset. But she got the workout. She got home, walked in the front door, slammed it behind her. First thing she saw was her 12-year-old son laying there on the floor watching television. Second thing she saw was a great big rip right across his trouser leg. She said, son, how many times have I told you, when you come home from school, Put your play clothes on. Mother has a hard enough time as it is supporting you and paying your expenses and getting you through school. I've told you to do it before, and because you have disobeyed me, you're going to go upstairs. Right now, there's going to be no dinner for you this evening, and there's going to be no television for the next 3 weeks. Oh, she was really upset. But if you think she was upset, you should have seen that 12-year-old boy. He hopped up, running out of his room, muttering under his breath. It was an accident. Could have happened to anybody. I was doing something for my own mother. She doesn't even give me a chance to explain. Oh, he was really upset. And about that time, his tomcat walked right in front of him, which was a mistake. The boy reaches down, he gives the tomcat a big old boot, and he says, "You get out of here. You're probably up to some no good yourself." Now, let me ask you a question. Would it have been so much better if Mr. B had just gone directly from his lunch to the switchboard operator's house and kicked that cat himself? He left all of those other people out of the deal. Now, here's the question I've got for you. Whose cat have you been kicking recently? Here's another question. Have you been letting anybody else kick your cat? Were you ever in a traffic situation? There's a mile of cars in front of you and a mile of cars behind you, and some idiot right behind you sits on his horn. Do you turn around and say, "Can't you see we got all those cars up front? What's the matter with you?" Do you understand that it really has nothing to do with you? Somebody has been kicking his cat earlier. Have you ever been in a restaurant? All you want's a cup of coffee, and you sit there, and you sit there, and you sit there, and finally a waiter or waitress comes by, and you timidly hold up your hand and say, "Could I have a cup of coffee, please?" And they proceed to take your head off. "Can't you see I'm busy? I'll get to you when I have a time to do so." It seems that everybody thinks all I got to do is wait on them. Do you get upset and say, "Well, you don't have to bite my head off about it, do you?" Or can you understand it's got nothing to do with you? Somebody had been kicking that waiter or waitress's cat long before you got there. Have you ever had a magnificent day? You get home an hour and a half late. You walk in the front door whistling and singing and call out for your mate, "Hi, hon, how you doing?" And your mate screams back at you, "How come you're so late? If you'd been putting up with what I've been putting up during this day, you wouldn't be so enthusiastic and excited. Now tell me where you've been." Can you understand it's got nothing to do with you? Somebody's been kicking your mate's cat all day long. Folks, we just live in a negative cat-kicking world.